Here we go. All righty. Looking forward. Today's word celebration was anticipation celebration. Amen? Anticipation celebration. Anticipating getting in our facility, just coming out today and being able to see it and feel it. And you know what I'm saying? And so that's what this day was about. But the word anticipation, listen to me. The word anticipation means to look forward with pleasure. Can you say that with me? The word anticipation means to look forward with what? Now see, dread also is looking forward. But it ain't, it's like, well, oh my God, I can't believe it. I gotta go do that. See the difference? If you dread something, it's also forward looking, but it's horrible. You listening or not? Anticipation is looking forward with pleasure. And guys, I know, pain happens, struggle happens, heartbreak happens, heartache happens. And you know what? You have every right to go ahead and dread every day if you want to. You can do it. Or you can make a choice, and you can look forward with pleasure. You see the difference? I want to talk to you about that today, looking forward. It's not a message really on this building. It's about our life. It's about my life. Looking forward. Can you hear back in the back okay? Isn't that awesome? I thank God for the sound people today, too. Come on, let's praise the Lord for them. Y'all are doing a great job. We didn't know how it was going to work, man. Listen. So, looking forward. The word anticipation. Looking forward with pleasure. You know what? It's the Bible word hope. Say the word hope with me. Hope. One more time. Hope. It's the Bible word hope. Just a regular definition of hope is a belief that something good will happen. A belief that something good will happen. You can look forward in life like that. You can live that way, or you can live the other way. It's a choice that you have and that I have. And we all can make it. Keep moving, Raj. Hope in the Bible, as you study your Bible, hope is not, well, I think so, well, maybe so. You don't have to live your life like that. You don't have to live your life, well, maybe so. Maybe I'll show up to work today. Maybe you're going to get fired. You see what I'm saying? It's funny how we live life. I ask people often, oh, I can't go to church. No, no. But do you show up to work? Yeah, I do. Do you ever miss? No, I get there early. Why can't you live your other life like that, the rest of your life like that? Say. You see what I'm saying? It's not like a maybe so. Hope in the Bible is not that way. Your hope is in Jesus Christ. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. So hope in the Bible is a confident expectation. Say that with me. A confident expectation. One more time. A confident expectation. In Psalm 42:11, just a couple of verses, then I'm going to preach. This is just getting warm. We're warmed up here. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. It's amazing when you have hope what it will do to your face. When you look forward, what it will do in your life. Amen? That's what we're talking about. The psalmist said, David said, hope thou in God. Praise Him anyway. Realize God's the health of my countenance. If I don't praise Him, if I don't have this hope inside of me, man, I'm just going to be a disaster for everybody around me. You listening to what I'm talking about? It's a decision you have to make. Friend, it's a decision I had to make. I had to make a choice. Was I going to lay down and die? Or wallow in this crap for years of my personal pain and my struggle? Or was I going to just keep hoping in the Lord? I got to, man, what I preach, God, you got to give to me. And I'm asking you to do it twice. Give it to me double. Please, God, double for my trouble. That's how I've been praying. And you know what? Guys, I'm not trying to brag on me because that's the craziest thing on the planet. But the bottom line is every one of you that prayed for me, you can never ever say in your life that God doesn't answer prayer. Because He answered prayer in me. He answered prayer in me. I'm answered prayer. I am. And you know you are. At least I hope you can know that you are. And many of you don't know that you are, perhaps. But you can have a better life. You listening or not? It's just a choice that you can make. So, anticipation, looking forward, hope, a confident expectation. That's what I want to talk about this morning. Amen? That's what I've been trying to say. I expect to be blessed. It's that kind of mentality. I'm not talking about some crazy TV preaching mess. Will you give some money? I think I'm going to give me a new Cadillac next week now. That's crazy. Listen, instead of worrying about the money, instead of worrying about that, I want you to worry about your life. I mean, that's what you got to live, man. Amen? That's what the people around you see is your life. Boy, your life is more important than anything. You know? But I expect to be blessed. When I was hurting in my deepest struggle, Donna Christie, Alex's wife. How many knows Donna? Boy, more of you need to get to know her. Administrator's wife, Donna Christie. I've known her for years. Love Alex and Donna to pieces. For me to go to work, it's not work. I go to work and I got family around me. That's how I go to work. They love me. They love my children like nothing. Are you kidding me? It's crazy. But here's what Donna told me in my pain. She said, you've got to see yourself happy. And you know when you're in pain, you don't want to hear it. Do you? Say. You want to hear it. Because I'm fine down here in this pit. I've set up shop. Amen? But listen, she told me that you got to see yourself happy. Because you will be. You will be. And that's what I'm telling you today. You've got to expect to be happy. You've got to look forward. Do you understand, yes or no? And maybe you're already happy. Maybe you're saying, Clark, you don't need to preach to me. I'm so happy it ain't even funny. Well, maybe you can help somebody else one day. But most of us, we have pain in our life, guys. And struggle. I want to be blessed. Say that with me. I want to be blessed. Amen. Say this with me. I want to be happy. I want to be happy. See, I can't want that for you. I can want it for me, though. And that's the path I'm on. Amen? Absolutely. I've seen what God can do. I sit with a builder right over there, right here in the dirt, in my truck. Most painful day of my life. And he said, we don't have to build this thing. And I looked at him, tears. He's crying, I'm crying. I said, we're doing it. Say that with me. We're doing it. One more time. We're doing it. And look at us. Praise the Lord with me. We're doing it, ain't we? Come on. Come on. And that don't make me some great fella. The point is, you got to say that in your life. Whatever it is, I'm doing it. Nobody's going to take charge of my life except me. I've got to do it. I've got to do this. I've got to want to be happy. I've got to want to be blessed. Can't live in this crap the rest of my life. You got to want that. It's amazing when you start wanting that, how quickly you can come out. I'm telling you, church, you might just be so happy to be in your mess. If you only knew how quick you could get out of it. Amen? It's incredible what God can do in your life. That's the real Christian life. To me, I've discovered this is the real Christian life. It's not rules. It's not, I got to be all this and got to be. No. It's that He's with me. His word is true. He'll not leave me. He'll give me strength. He'll give me my health back. He'll do crazy things in my life. He'll change my mind. Shoot, He'll start to change parts of your crazy personality. Things like that. Did you understand that? Isn't that better than getting a Cadillac? Say, isn't it? I know I'm old school. I got to come up with a new. I got to get with some new cars. I'm from the country. Here we go. You got to say it, you got to see it, and you got to believe it. Try to say that with me. You got to say it, you got to see it, and you got to believe it. One more time. You got to say it, you got to see it, and you got to believe it. Did you know that's what we did here at this church? We knew we needed some land. When we started our church, we go, oh my gosh, we got a problem. We're going to have to build something or something. So we looked for land. We found this land. Before we ever bought it, we saw it. Then we had to believe we could do it. Amen? I walked out here on this property so many times, you'd find me in the woods. It looked just like that over there. This property looked just like all this mess you see around us. And then we had opposition from Rotunda. Say Rotunda with me. Yeah, we had opposition to build such a beautiful structure in the middle of their community where nothing but a trailer park has ever been. They didn't, you know, they caused, that was such a pain in the rear end. You know what I'm saying? So what do? Do you quit? Yes or no? No, you have to talk. You have to work it out. Sometimes you have to give up stuff. There was a wing going right over there. See that wheelbarrow? There's a wing going right over there, and it's still going to go there, but we had to chop that off to be able to build this building here in this community right now. Because they didn't think we could do it. They didn't think we could pull it off. And quite frankly, the verdict's still out. We ain't done it yet, have we? Say. We're doing it, though, ain't we? We're doing it. You don't want that on your life, do you, on your watch? Yeah, we started something, we couldn't finish it. You don't want that said about you, do you? Say. It's not just me now. How many people, somebody knows you go to Fellowship Church? Can I see your hand? See, you're sunk. You're sunk with me now. Well, Pastor Gary, he just did. Well, I thought you went there. You see what I'm saying? But we had to see it, and we had to say it, and we got to believe it. How many believes now we can do this debt-free? Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got to think that way. You see what I'm saying? Is the economy in the crapper? Yeah, sorry for my language. I'm outside. Doesn't change much, does it? I'm sorry. But anyway, but we can still do it, can't we? Sure we can. Here's something I want you to say. I will be blessed, and I will not settle for less. And I will not settle for less. One more time. I will be blessed, and I will not settle for... One more time. I will be blessed, and I will not settle for less. The word blessed in the Bible means happy. I will be happy, and I will not settle for less. That's what the word blessed means. We try to make it some spiritual word. The word means happy. I will be happy, and I will not settle for less. That's looking forward, isn't it? Say. Amen? Keep looking. So we're talking about looking forward. I hope I haven't bored you to tears yet. You won't go to sleep out here, you'll burn to death. Amen. Here we go. Jesus, I'm not going to preach this, but I just want to say them real quick. In Matthew 5, you have what's called the Beatitudes. And this can be your attitude. This can be your attitude. He said you can have the blessed life or a happy life. And I'm just going to read them to you real quick. Go back and read it sometimes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. I will rely on God. You rely on God, you'll find a path to happiness. Blessed are those who mourn. I will take my tears to God. I will cry to God. This is the path to happiness. Blessed are the meek. I will submit myself to God. This is your way out of that pit. I will hunger and thirst after righteousness. I will make the choice to follow God. Blessed are the merciful. I give for God. I give mercy and extend mercy for who? For Him. I'm one of His agents on this planet to extend mercy to people. This is the path to happiness, not bitterness and resentment and anger. That's not happy. You listening? Blessed are the pure in heart. I live for God. I will make that choice in my life to live for Him. Blessed are the peacemakers. Be a peacemaker. I will yield for God. I will yield for God. I don't have to get everything I want. I don't have to get everything that's right. I can make the choice to give up. I can make the choice to give, to be a peacemaker. You listening? See, to the world, this might not make much sense. This is how you have the blessed life. Blessed are the persecuted. I will suffer for God. I will suffer for God. And not try to get me an audience and make them feel sorry for me. I suffer for Him because He ain't here anymore. He left me. Amen? And He shows up in my life. He shows up in your life. And He said, you deny yourself, you come after me, you take up your what? And follow me. Amen? This is that blessed life. And then He says this, the song Jason sang, let your light so shine, right after the Beatitudes, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen? Listen, that is the blessed life, the happy life. Now, I'm not done. I'm worried about you today, though. You all right? All right, here we go. You're awake. Here we go. I wrote this down in my office this week. We're survivors and thrivers. Could you say that with me? We're survivors and? One more time. We're survivors and? How many? Just think back with me. Something in your life shook you so hard. It hurt you so bad. But you have survived it. Can I see your hand? Can I see your hand? Look around the church, guys. That's who we are at Fellowship Church. We're a church that knows what it is to have pain. But we're survivors. But we're not survivors who's going to tell you our story and get you to make you feel sorry for us. Because we're thrivers! You understand? We're survivors and we're thrivers. And if that message gets out in this community that we're real people, real people have had screwed up lives and screwed up situations and been screwed over. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? We didn't quit and we don't quit. And we're not going to welcome you here if you're going to just keep whining all the time. Are you listening? Say. You don't build anything with whining. Does Bonefish get built by whining? Say. Got your manager down here. Does it get built when people whine? Does not work. It doesn't work anywhere except the church, they think. This isn't a place where you come and whine. Are you listening to me today? We're survivors and we're what? Thrivers! Because I made a choice to look forward with my life. And I expect to be blessed and I won't settle for less. Amen. You hear me? Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we're talking about. This is what we're about here. Amen. We love Jesus. We love people. I would love to be here for broken people, for people that are hurting and struggling. They come here, and they're going to think our lives are so together until they get to know us. Did you know on our staff, we're a non-denominational church at Fellowship Church. We believe God's Word. We love Jesus Christ. We love people. But I'm going to tell you what's awesome about our staff. Dina takes care of public relations and outreach. Her background, Greek Orthodox. Absolutely. She speaks the Greek, knows the Greek, knows that Greek church upside down, one another. But she wasn't a Christian there. She became a born-again Christian, put her faith in Jesus Christ. It was her little boy that helped lead her to Jesus. Amen? Right there. Here's somebody else on our staff. You got Alex Christie, who's your administrator, my administrator, and my biggest confidant and helper. He, an altar boy for the Catholic Church, thought he would go off and be a priest when he was young. Went into the food business with his dad. He cut your steak today because he knows how to do it. They're from the old school, German. But what I'm saying is I watched him get saved about 14 years ago, put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Amen? That's who's in our church. Amen? Who else is on our staff? What I'm trying to say is that we're survivors. And some of these stories that Dina could tell you of her life, Alex would tell you of his life choices, not all good choices, guys. But Jesus Christ has come in our life. He's saved us. We're making choices to follow Him now. Are you listening? Roger the Dodger Johnson that runs your video and does all this stuff for us. A preacher's son. A lot of pain in his life. In his past. His dad served the Lord. I'm going to say it. Is that okay? His dad served the Lord, but had an affair, committed adultery, ran off with the organist. Listen, crushed him, crushed his mama, crushed his little brother and his little sister. And Roger's life. Roger's made all kinds of choices. He's telling me about it the other day. Bad decisions, bad things he's done in his life. He's been serving with us for 10 years at Fellowship Church. That's the kind of church we got. You listening? One day he sat at my kitchen table and looked at me with tears running down his face. He said, "Thank you for starting Fellowship Church." He said, "I'm back." Isn't that awesome? That's awesome. Survivors and what? Thrivers. And here's the cool thing about our staff. So you got preacher's kid, you got Greek Orthodox, you got altar boy, hellraiser. I didn't go to church at all. We just raised hell is all we did. But I got saved when I was about 16. Amen? So that's the message I see of us at Fellowship. That's a beautiful message, isn't it? Yeah, we're a non-denominational church, all right. We got about everything here going. Here's the main thing. Jesus Christ saved our sorry tail. Amen. That's what it's about. That's awesome. Now, I'm going to finish the message. I've got just a few minutes left. My looking forward, my anticipation, my hope, my confident expectation, it shows up in my countenance. And I think you've seen me. You've seen my countenance come back some. You know what I'm saying? And it's done it in your life at times. I know. This is what the Bible teaches. I will be blessed and I will not settle for less. Say that with me. I will be blessed and I will not settle for less. How do I do it? And I'm going to finish with a passage of Scripture. I got to have your attention. What time is it? It's what? Okay, good. You ain't eating till 11:30. They're not ready at 11:30. But I got message right here. Hang on. Or y'all slap yourself. Do something. Here we go. How do you do it, Pastor? How do I do it? How do I look forward? How do I anticipate? How do I have hope in my broken life? How do I do it? You don't understand my pain, Pastor. You don't understand it. Well, I beg to differ with you. But don't listen to me. Let's go to the Word of God. Jeremiah, the prophet of pain. Jeremiah, the prophet of pain. Wrote the book of Jeremiah, then he wrote a book called Lamentations, which means just crying. Sorrow. Tears. So in Lamentations chapter 3, I want you to see this man's pain. And we're going to find out how he got out of that pit he was in. Real quick. Here's what he said. Now this is a prophet of God. This is a mighty man of God. So if you don't think you're going to get down, struggle, whatever, it happens, man. That's not the point. The point is getting up, getting out. Here's what he said. I am the man that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. This is a prophet of God talking to God. Surely against me is he turned. He turns his hand against me all day long. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. This is the prophet talking to God. He hath builded against me. He's compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. And when I cry and I shout, he shuts out my prayer. I don't have a prayer. That's what I wrote in my notes. I don't have a prayer. That's what the prophet said. Look at his pain. He's enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. I don't have a path. I don't have a prayer, and I don't have a path. Does that sound like a fun life to live like that? And thou hast removed my soul far from peace. I don't have peace. I don't have a prayer. I don't have a path. I don't have peace. I forgot prosperity. I don't have prosperity. Is this depressing or what? And it's who? Jeremiah? The prophet of who? And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. This is not even hard to write this outline. My strength and my hope is perished. I don't have a prayer. I don't have a path. I don't have any peace. I have no prosperity. And I don't have whatever that last one was. Perish. Strength and hope is perished. And then he says this, remembering my affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my life is pitiful. Say that with me. My life is pitiful. Say it with me again, because I know some of you makes you feel good. One more time. My life is pitiful. How about one more time? My life is pitiful. You feel better now? Let's do it again for you. My life is pitiful. Can we do it again? My life is... Does that make you feel good? Say. It shouldn't. We sure don't want to hear it. I'm in a dark, dark place. That's the prophet. Is that pretty bad, huh? Yes or no? Well, how do you do it, Pastor? How did the prophet go from there to a better place? It didn't take me long. I was just reading the Bible. How do I turn it around? Here's what I saw. I didn't even have to skip verses. How do I look forward? How do I anticipate? How do I hope? How do I have confidence back in my life, Pastor? Here it is. Here's the verse. My soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. Here's what I wrote down. How do you do it? Remember your soul, or remember in your heart, and be humbled. Here's what I mean by that. You have got to get to the place where you cry out to God from inside of you. And you say, God, touch my heart. Let's say that with me. God, touch my heart. God, touch my heart. One more time. God, touch my heart. Remember in your soul, deep down, the pain you've gone through. You know, and here's the beautiful thing. It says, I remembered and I was humbled. Here's what that means to me. Here's what that means to me. Even in my pain, He was with me. That's humbling, isn't it? I mean, somebody else walks out of my life, but wait a minute. The God of heaven didn't! That's pretty humbling. I mean, when God stays with you, now you're talking. You see what I'm saying? You can lose the whole world. I mean, you can gain the whole world, lose your soul, and you're pathetic. You see what I'm saying? But He's with you. That's humbling, isn't it? Say, talk to your heart like that. Say, heart! Listen. I'm still alive. I'm still kicking. God didn't leave me. Sun still rose the next day. You listening or not? I still have health. I've got other blessings. And before you know it, boy, the fact that God didn't leave you is a humbling thing. Did you hear what I said or not? I got it. If you didn't, I got it. That's what He did. That's what the prophet did. He remembered in his heart. He said, my soul remembers. Amen? You got to talk to your heart like that. Amen. Here's the second thing I saw real fast. Here's the verse right after that. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. There's our word. Therefore have I hope. Did he sound like he had hope earlier? Yes or no? No prayer, no peace, no path, no prosperity, no strength. Horrible. He's pitiful. But he said, this I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. The second thing, remember in your heart. Ask God to touch your heart. The second thing is this. Recall in your mind and be hopeful. Listen, when you're in pain, your mind is shot. How many agrees with that? When you're in pain, your mind is shot. It is shot. And it doesn't take, you know, the death of a loved one or a tragic event like some in my life. It can be little things that aren't that big to some people, but they're big to you, and your mind just shuts down. Are you hearing me? You've got to speak to your mind, and you've got to say this, Holy Spirit, renew my mind. Say that with me. Holy Spirit, renew my mind. One more time. Holy Spirit, renew my mind. So number one, God, touch my heart. Touch my heart. Let me see that you never left. Matter of fact, let me see you wrap your arms around me more than ever. Wow, that's humbling. And number two, recall to your mind. Holy Spirit, renew my mind and be hopeful. And I'm almost done. I've been humbled and I've been hurt. But God, you're with me. You will not fail me and you will not abandon me. You know what I am? I'm a conqueror. That's what he told Joshua. That's what he tells you today. You are a conqueror. It's only you that stands between you and being a conqueror. You can look forward, anticipate with pleasure, or you can dread. You see the choice, church? Yes or no? I've chosen in my life, and I'm just sharing from my heart today. What was I going to preach on today? I had no idea. It's a big day. So I had lots of stuff running through my mind. But I know one thing. I don't stand here today faking it. You understand? Oh, I faked it before. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not standing here faking it. This is me. You see what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know? Why? Because I'm a conqueror. I'm an arrogant sucker, ain't I? I am a conqueror. Listen, I will look forward. I will hope. I will be confident. You or anybody else can't keep me down. Because He's shown me in my darkest place, He won't leave me. And if He won't leave me in my darkest place, hell or high water ain't gonna cut it. Amen? Remember us giving away water pistols years ago? Remember how many got one of them water pistols years ago? Remember what I said? We're charging hell with a water pistol. Remember? That's what you feel like when you look forward. Do you hear me today? I hope I haven't bored you to death. I will be blessed and will not settle for less. I will be blessed and I will not settle for less. Well, how did the prophet do? How did he do? I mean, what happened? He spoke to his heart. He remembered in his head. And he had hope. The greatest verses, maybe the greatest verses, some of the greatest verses ever written are these verses right now. Listen. That pit, that despair, my life's shot. Just two little things he did. And then look what happened. Here's what he says. It is of the Lord's mercies that I'm not consumed. His compassion, it fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Wow, that's crazy. That's what he said. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. I will look forward in Him. I will anticipate with pleasure my new day if I get another one. Amen? So listen, church. This is a good message and a bad message for you. It's good if you listen. It's bad if you don't listen to what I'm telling you right now. And anybody's in this audience and knows you, and you keep staying and wallowing in the crap you've been living in, listen to me. We're not going to put up with it with you. We'll be patient for a while. But there's no reason to live your life like that. You're a horrible example for the glory of Jesus Christ in your life. Do you listen to me or not? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Everybody's life ain't perfect. Most of our lives aren't, right? Say, church, say. It's no excuse. Man, I'm going to get y'all mad at me. Anyway, Mickey, wouldn't you rather have your butt kicked and get up? Amen. I'd much rather have somebody kick my butt and get me up off that floor. Amen, guys? That's it. So that's what we are. We're survivors here, and we're what? We're what? We're survivors, and we're what? Because we look forward. Jeremiah says, God, you're merciful. God, you love me. God, you're faithful. Wow. You got to say it. You got to see it. You got to believe it. I will be blessed, and I will not settle for less. Would you say that with me? I will be, and I will not settle for. Oh, look at that. Look at the cross in the sky. There's a cross in the sky. That is the coolest thing. Wow. Yeah, we called the Air Force, asked them to do that for us today. Hey, wasn't that beautiful? Now, if you missed it, it was there. I saw that, didn't you? Come on. That is incredible. Amen. Say it loud, church. Can we scream it? I will be blessed and I will not settle for... One more time. I will be and I will not settle for... One more time to get you mad. I will be blessed and I will not settle for. Wow. Praise the Lord this morning for the Word of God. Amen. Come on. Woo! Good word. I got a tan and everything. This is a good day.